So notice something like anticipation, like waiting for me to say something. If that's the case, say, just how the mind keeps shifting and doing things, and yet there's the knowing, so like the anticipation, something's going to happen, or how long will a sitting last, or looking for something in the future. These are all very subtle underlying currents in consciousness. And to know them, to be aware of them, and then just to witness their comings and goings brings you to peace. But not being fully conscious of them, then of course we're all kind of reacting through them, being driven by them and so on. So to come to listening again, just a suggestion. I don't know how you recollect awareness. You have your own ways, but this is very helpful, just to listen. No, it's not anticipation. You're not trying to find anything in this listening. And so it's a relaxed, open, attentive state of being, a non-becoming, no thought, no past, no future. And again, if you can make that the standard, and then see, well, so how could I sustain that? What would be the training I need to do? So there has to be the intention, and then it's more like a remembering, isn't it? Rather than getting a particular kind of experience, it's a remembering. So if that can take place right when you wake up, and you notice the mood of the mind, and whatever the mood is, it just goes through you rather than conditioning the next minute, the next minute, the next minute. So even if you wake up in a negative mood, just know that, it's just this way, don't feed it, and then it runs its course and the mindfulness is stronger. Then developing ways to sustain this clarity by using the breath, going to the heart.